In this week's Parsha, Parsha Moedim, we read about Shavuos. And of course, the unique thing about Shavuos, the main myth of the Torah discussed on Shavuos, is the Shtei Alechem, Yoshvosechem, Taviyu Lechem, Vifa, Shtaim, Shtei Asunim, Shol, Tiena, Chameitz, Teofeno, Bikurim, Lashem. That even though normally the rule of Kichol, Sa'or, V'chol, Devash, Lo Sakrim, and Mishel, Lashem, normally you have a rule that Sa'or, that Chameitz is not allowed in the Menachos. There's one of the two exceptions is on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem has to be Davka Chameitz. Why is it so important that what's the symbolism of the fact that Shavuos the Shtei Alechem is Davka Chameitz? So Rav Zevin has a very, very nice vart in the Torah Moedim on Shavuos, where he says, what's the point of Shavuos? Shavuos is about Kabbalah Satorah. That's the whole point of Shavuos. What's Kabbalah Satorah about? So someone might think that Kabbalah Satorah, well, what's Chameitz? So Chazal say Masechus Brachos, Chametz is Seor Sheva Isa, right? Represents the Yitzhar Hara, represents all of our physical desires and Yitzharim, which have no place in the Mikdash normally, right? That's Yitzias Mitzrayim, getting away from our Yitzhar Hara, getting away from our physicality, that's Pesach, and that's the Mikdash. Then what happens? Shavuos Matan Torah. So someone might think, what's the point of the Torah? The Torah is a kol shekein. For sure, the Torah is a complete removal from physicality into the realm of spirituality. That's the whole point of Matan Torah. So he points out that's not true. You don't need the Torah if you want to be completely removed from the physical world and just in the Olam HaSel Yonim. What do you need the Torah for? You'll just sit and you'll philosophize and you'll meditate about Hashem in a cave somewhere. You don't need the Torah for that. Moshe went up to Har Sinai, or went up to the Shemayim, right? And the Malachim says, how can a Basar Adam get the Torah? And what did Moshe answer back to the Malachim? He says, what's the Torah about? The Torah is about losigs, all kinds of business. You guys need to make money? You guys don't need the Torah. The Torah is for us. What's the Torah? You have families? The Torah is for us. Losinaf. You guys have marriage? You guys have any of these things? What did Moshe say to the Malachim? He says, the Torah is not about philosophizing and meditating on the nature of Hashem. For that, you don't need the Torah. That's a svara. The Malachim could do that. The point of the Torah is to take all the physical things we do in this world to do and to be mekadesh them. That's the chap. That's the chiddush. To be mekadesh meditating on ruchnius is not a chiddush. To be Mekadosh, getting married and doing business and eating and everything else you do and going to sleep at night, that's a chiddush. We wouldn't have known that without the Torah. And that was what Hashem gave to Moshe. That's why the Gemara says, Barashi lo Yitzhar, Hashem says, Barashi lo Torah Tavlin. So Rashi says, they're in a bit of a strange shot. He says, Hashem said, I made the Yitzhar, the Torah made the Yitzhar Tavlin. Rashi says, that's Mevatel Lekoach. But Rav Zevin says, Tavlin is not Mevatel Lekoach of food. You don't put Tavlin into your stew to be mevatel the koach of the stew. You don't put tavlin into your soup to be mevatel the koach of the stew. You put tavlin to perfect the time of the dish, to take out the time of the dish and make it the best time it could be. So Hashem says, Barasi Yitzhara, I made a Yitzhara. I mean, the Torah tavlin, the Torah is the spice that the Yitzhara tastes bad. The Yitzhara does bad things. The Torah is the way to take all of our physical drives and b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yitzarecha, take all of our physical drives and to use them in ways of mitzvahs and ways of kedushin and ways of avodas Hashem, so that even the physical drives that might have tasted not so good from a philosophical, religious perspective, all of a sudden you bring out, the tavlin brings out the best in the food, you bring out the best in the yitzhar also, and you make the yitzhar also part of avodas Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzarim, b'yitzartov, b'yitzhar. And that's the chiddush of the Torah. So says Rav Zevin, that's the point of Shavuos. What's the point of Shavuos? On Pesach, B'dikas chametz and biur chametz and bal yeira and bal yei matzim chiyuv kares. You want to start avodas Hashem? You have to start by saying, no, I have to free myself of the gashmius. I have to free myself of my yeter. I have to really sit and make a cheshbon and nefesh and dedicate myself to Hashem. That's the beginning of Sfiras Hashem. What's the end goal? The end goal isn't saying, and therefore there's nothing left in the physical world. The end goal is you have to start by freeing yourself from the mitzvah of your physical world. But the end goal is chametz teyofeno bikurim l'Hashem. You have to take that surface of itzah and not just bring it back in your house, and bring it to the mikdash by mekadesh the chomer and mekadesh all of our physical drives and everything doing in Olam Hazad. That's the end goal, and that's what Shavuos is all about. And that's why I bring the chametz. He says, therefore, it's very midoyek. This is again a little different Rashi Pshat. Chazal say that everyone agrees, even Rabbi Lezer, who says that you don't have to have simchas, physical simchas yontif, agrees on Shavuos. You have to have physical simchas yontif with physical eating and drinking, because it's the day of Matan Torah. Okay, there are many answers. Why in the day of Matan Torah do we have to physically eat and drink? Someone says, that's the point. Exactly. Any other day, you could say, I'm not going to be involved in Yetzer, I'm not going to be involved in physicality, that's fine. But the day of the giving of the Torah, what's the point of the Torah? It's the tavlin for everything in this world. If you don't eat and drink and you fast and you're a monk and you're a hermit on Shavuos, then you're missing the celebration of the Torah, because you don't need the Torah to do that. You could do that without the Torah. Shem and Abraham could do that without the Torah. You have to eat and drink on Shavuos to show that with the koch of the Torah, even our eating and drinking and everything we do in this world, we're mala and ruchnius, so we turn towards avodas Hashem, we're ovid Hashem with it, and that's maybe the yisod and the remez of the shteilechem on Shavuos.